All right, we're going to get to a football today, top of the hour. And look, all I ask is this. All right, it's very annoying. It's like, guys, it had nothing to do with Sparty Radio. If MSU brought this kid in, I'd say the same damn thing. This kid's awful. Now, if you're telling me, it's because Mikey Keene's dead, we need a backup, that means you're starting Underwood, which that's not what's best for that young man. Like, that's just whatever. If you think he's going to roll in and be Peyton Manning, I wish you good luck. But David, this is your team. You do whatever you want. Don't come to me like I didn't watch this kid. I love ECU football.
No, he's a bad quarterback. He's truly a bad quarterback. And it makes me wonder that they're bringing him in. It does make me wonder that maybe the bowl ban is coming and Bryce Underwood is going to be leaving.
Okay, hold on. All right,
like Jake Garcia?
You don't want to do this. You don't, David, I don't care if you're a Michigan fan.
Why else would you bring in a poor quarterback like this? You need someone to play.
He's the best of what's left. It's a month before the season gets ready to get going. You need a quarterback. Keene is not ready. And you just have your other two who have zero experience. I don't think Michigan's ready to turn it over to either one of those two. You need somebody to go into Norman, Oklahoma and play in game number two.
Well, the problem, look, Mikey Keene's been hurt all spring. I mean, I remember reading articles from like late March, early April, the kid wasn't even practicing. And look, Mikey Keene, how do I describe Keene? He's gritty. I mean, like I liked him at UCF as a backup, and then he got a starting role. The Fresno stuff. It is what it is. You're at Fresno State.
I mean, he had an open audition last year when you guys played Fresno. He played in the Big House.
Yeah, he overthrew a wide open player who dusted Will Johnson, and then he rolled that right into a pick six. Look, David, I don't think you want to go there. Okay? I don't think your fan base is going to take kindly to that. I'm not ready to go there. Although that would be hilarious.
I could see where Dave is coming from.
There's a concern.
I know I can see where it's coming from. You've got a lot of concerns. Something, but yeah, I just think that, 12 interceptions in five games.
Rico, he's bad. He's woeful. I mean, if Caden Hauser takes your job, what does that say?
Fair.
Yeah. Fair. That's, come on.
Wow.
You're taking a quarterback on June 13th. I think, okay, read into it. Keene is dead. Jaden Davis stinks. So you're either starting Underwood or this is going to be your quarterback for at least the first four or five. I mean, none of these are good scenarios.
You know what, David? Feel good about yourself. You just landed a 7-foot German to play on the hoop team. So there you go.
That's going to make me feel good when we're not winning football games.
I'm just trying to help.
Well, you felt good while cheating, so isn't that kind of the inverse?
Oh, no. No.
Happy Friday. All right. Now, come on. We're having fun. Everybody calm down. So, Jake Garcia, go pick up the replica. You're on your own, man. And if I'm allowed to make fun of States players when they get transfers from Hope College, I'm definitely allowed to make fun of Steven Garcia. I don't want to hear it from that fan base.
It's just so concerning because I thought Keene would have been ready. I thought he was going to be the guy, and then you would eventually hand the reins over. This tells me that Keene is nowhere near ready.
And even if he wasn't, though, even if he's not going to be ready, Jake Garcia can't be the answer. There has to be someone better out there in the transfer portal.
I think what you're going to end up seeing is a lot what you saw last year with Michigan, where they're just going to run three quarterbacks out there.
No.
And
please, no.
It's spin the wheel.
Or do you just play Underwood?
I would not play him. I would not.
I don't think that the Michigan fan base could handle that thinking. I understand where you're coming from. But if you play Underwood,
you got to be willing to lose.
You got to be willing to lose. You got to be willing to have a bad season. You got to be willing to go 6-6, 5-7. But knowing on the flip side of that, man, this kid's going to gain a ton of experience and take you to a national title contention.
And look, I don't know the kid, nor do I care. You have to have the right type of kid. As long as Underwood is confident.
No, it's not him. I'm saying
you have to, as a player, you don't want a kid to lose his confidence. Yeah. You don't want a kid to get destroyed and gain bad habits. I don't know Bryce Underwood.
And that's what I'm saying. If the fan base supports him and says, you know what, we're going to take this year off, you just get better. But if he has to read every other day how bad he is and you can't lead us and you're Shane Morris 2.0, that's going to be a problem.
If he's strong enough to handle it, meaning everything with it, because there's part of the fan base that would not accept mistakes and not accept not winning, if he can handle all of that, then do it. But I'm not saying he can't
handle it. Just do yourself a favor. Don't put him out there against Oklahoma.
I would not do that at all.
I'll take Oklahoma minus 14, and I'll take the under. Don't do that. Play him after that. Or play him against, you know, the Michigan School for the Deaf like you did in 1930. Do whatever you got to do. Just don't put him out there against Boomer Sooner. That's a terrible idea.
Especially a new and improved Boomer Sooner.
John Mateer, y'all. David, any ticket texts or fans just not?
Yeah. Jeff Garcia, Jake Garcia, Steven Garcia. Doesn't matter. Underwood is the guy.
Okay.
The hammer is getting ready to drop, and Bryce will transfer before the season. Michigan knows something.
I'm not going there because it's too delicious. This is like when Kenny starts fantasizing about a Marner and Ekblad and a Hallebuck offseason. It's just too much.
And see,
that's Kenny when he sees Wallman.
And David, for the ticket texters that says he's the guy, yes, I actually did watch their spring game, and I was like, he's not ready yet. Underwood. He has potential. I've seen him play in high school.
Not yet.
You would be doing him such a disservice.
Any freshman, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't care. It'd be like if Texas started Arch Manning. You can't do that.
Right.
The only time I've ever seen it really work.
One time.
Trevor Lawrence.
That's it.
That's the only one I've seen.
And you know what? I didn't realize, I think somebody corrected me. It was Chad Henne as well. Henne had NFL players surrounding him on the offensive line, receivers, running. He had, they walked in the huddle and said, hey, don't care what the play is, throw me the ball, we'll be okay.
David, honestly, if there was a way you could just know the other team's play, it would help Underwood. Oh, wait.
Well, no, that's not the guy who's representing himself. Different coach. Sorry.
Oh, don't even.
Different coach.
No. Can't keep my scandal straight.
He decided to represent himself because that always works.
Oh, by the way, totally unrelated note. Did you see who showed up in court to support Diddy today? Okay. On a
Kim
list.
Kim Jong-un.
Second place. Kanye. Well, if you're Diddy, you're just like the dudes like landing the Delta plane. No,
he's a third base coach. No,
stop. I don't know him. Kanye, unannounced, to show his support for Diddy today in court.
Oh, man. I was telling my lawyers he is not allowed to talk to anybody. I don't care if you have to pull the fire alarm. Do that.
That is a character reference right there.
Can you imagine if Kanye wrote like a character witness statement? Meanwhile, the guy's showing up and his wife is wearing like a Tic Tac box over hers. What is it with this cat? His wife's naked in public all the time. The hell? Kanye is just...
The fire alarm.
Do not let him speak. How does the jury stay impartial when you see him walk in?
No, David, it's not that. I want to know, how do you keep him from... Because you know, the second people saw him, they're tapping their camera guy.
Yes.
Kanye, we have to talk to him. And you know he's going to be like, why are you following me? You know what? I'm going to talk to you now. And what's going to happen next? Oh, boy. Even Saturday Night Live writers couldn't even predict this.
Oh, God. I just saw that headline like 30 minutes ago. I went, wow. Man, if that's who's supporting you, you got a real problem. Okay, then. Really good stuff. We'll get to a football today. David... What size Garcia jersey? What do you need?
Don't need it.
What I'm about good. Junior? What about the kid?
I'm good. Oh, he's going to be pissed when I text him.
You better hope this kid don't play. He's
which
bad.
One? The other son, not the good son.
Yeah, the Michigan son. Okay. Yeah, the good son. The good son.
The good son's
they're both good.
97-1.
Take the DNA test.